Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAMD or WFOD show on Skype. Our guest tonight is Austin Burke, whose self-titled debut EP will be released May 19th. For more information, go to austinburkemusic.com. Austin, how are you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Travis, you're back. You got a refill.
I am back. Yes, absolutely.
Austin's here. Say Travis, Austin, Austin, Travis.
Oh, welcome. Thanks for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
Now, I got a niece that's 3 years old. And yeah. And I know that every time we go anywhere with her, it's this big pain in the ass to get her to put her shoes on. She won't put her damn shoes on, no matter what. Like I understand. I'm not a shoe guy myself. I was accused of being an urban sandals wearer. Austin, you a shoe guy? Or are you known to wear a flip flop or two?
I am. I'm wearing flip flops right now just because I got back from Key West. But here in Nashville, I'm a boot guy. I actually have too many shoes.
So you're wearing flip-flops right now. So, I mean, you're known to wear a flip-flop here and there.
Oh, yeah.
But this three-year-old, she won't put her shoes on. So I'm reading Austin's bio, Napier, and it says that at 3 years old, he was singing the national anthem at, like, Phoenix Suns and Arizona Diamondback games and going out there and singing it. And I feel like if I were to try to get a three-year-old to do anything, I can't get her to put her shoes on. How do you get a three-year-old to cooperate? I guess, were you a showbiz kid right from the bat?
Well, I always loved music. And actually, the way I learned the national anthem was, and that's what I sang when I was 3 years old.
Your parents burned you with cigarettes.
Exactly. No, I actually, my dad filmed the rodeo in Arizona to try to, you know, because he thought a little kid would like horses, obviously. Every little kid likes horses. So, you know, he filmed the rodeo, and I would watch it back, and I didn't care about the horses. I just listened to the guy singing the national anthem over and over and over to the point where I knew every word. And my parents were just like, wow, how does a three-year-old know every word of the national anthem?
So yeah, that's another thing. I guess you wouldn't be able to read the words. You just have to memorize them from repetition and stuff.
Yeah, I guess a lot of kids nowadays know the songs from, like, Frozen or I don't know what movies they're watching. I have a 12-year-old sister. I should know this stuff. But, they know the songs from Disney movies. But I was interested in the national anthem. So that's how I learned it.
So then,
when my daughter was
three,
she could sing the entire Lady Gaga Paparazzi song.
See, exactly. It's just different times, I guess.
No, she just my niece just yells at me to play the Wreck-It Ralph song. Just play the Wreck-It Ralph song.
That was a good movie.
That is a good movie.
Yeah,
good
play the Wreck-It Ralph song. So then after that, you get a gig singing for on the Rosie O'Donnell show.
Yeah. So, you know, I was just a young kid singing the anthem, and it was kind of a phenomenon. I guess I was labeled the youngest person to ever sing the national anthem at a major sporting event. I'm sure there's probably a 2-year-old that has me beat by now, but I was just, you know, Rosie got a hold of the tape, and her producers called my parents and flew me out to LA for the first time. And I sang Friends in Low Places when I was, I believe, 4 years old, and when I got to the chorus, I just literally screamed like a little kid screaming. And so it was a memorable moment on the show. She gave me a guitar and had me back again when I was 7 in New York. So
you look like you're still a fairly young guy. How old a guy are you now?
Yeah, I'm 23.
23.
For those of you too young to know who Rosie O'Donnell was, it was like Ellen DeGeneres.
It was kind of like the Ellen DeGeneres show before the Ellen DeGeneres show, only she didn't dance.
And she used to fling little balls into the crowd, like these little, like, what are they called? The squish balls. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Koosh? Was it Koosh balls?
Yeah, Koosh balls. I think that's what it was. Yeah.
So you're a 23-year-old guy. You've been on television since you were like three. Do you have carryover fans? Do you have people that like the 50-year-old housewives that remember you from back then that are like, holy shit, it's that kid. I remember him.
Well, it's interesting. I actually stopped singing altogether when I was 10 years old. I was kind of I was in movies and doing, you know, all the little entertainment stuff that kids did. And Disney actually contacted my parents and wanted me to move out to LA to do it, you know, be a Disney kid. So I had interviews all over the place. And I finally, I think actually the point which I quit singing was when, I wasn't able to have a sleepover with my friend. And I was like, what the heck? You know, I want to hang out with my friends. And, I wanted to play baseball. That's really all I cared about.
Just couldn't go outside without people saying, hey, it's a guy from the Rosie show.
So, well, it was just, you know, more so I was tired. I was tired of going to the news stations early in the morning and tired of going all over and singing on the weekends. I wanted to hang out with my friends and play baseball. So I told my dad I didn't want to sing anymore, and he respected that. And basically from the age of about 10 to 19, all I did was play baseball.
Did he really respect that, or did he resent you a little bit because you had some decent paychecks coming in?
Well, no, that's an awesome question, and he actually was disappointed, and I can't imagine how hard it must have been for him, because he used to stand right next to me in the middle of, you know, the Suns games and baseball games. He'd kneel down right next to me and watch me and help me. Sometimes I'd forget the words. I remember one time I forgot the words and he mouthed the words to me so I'd remember. But I know it wasn't easy, and he's told me since then that it wasn't easy, but he's an awesome dad.
This was his shot.
God, that was – I'm sorry. My question was kind of shitty, and that like answer makes me kind of want to tear up, because that's that's amazing.
Travis, can you imagine it, buddy? You go to work like, all the time, and then your son has a shot, and he's like, "I just want to play baseball and hang out with my friends."
I know, like,
but you're supportive though, and you're there, and when he's doing it, you're supportive, and you're so proud, and your son's making you proud. But even though he doesn't want to do that thing anymore, you're still proud. I mean.
Yeah, well, and then to throw it all together, when I was 19, I was playing baseball in college, and my dad supported me wholeheartedly, went to all my baseball games, everything, was the biggest fan. And when I was 19 in college, I told my dad, hey, I want to quit baseball. I'm moving to Nashville to go back to do music.
So, you're taking this man on an emotional roller coaster, Austin. Oh,
man. Yeah, he's an awesome dad though. He's been very supportive, and
there's people in the chat room saying they think this is pre-recorded. Why would this be pre-recorded, guys? We're live. We're live. Everything you're hearing now is happening now.
I've actually never talked to you guys before. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Hi.
What is the date today, Austin? What's the date?
Today is the God. I don't even know what
it's
date
it Monday.
Is.
It's Well, it's 8:42 Central Time.
It's 8:41 on the 15th.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, my most important question, and this is probably going to be the last thing I say all night because I just need this question answered. When you were Rosie, did she call you a cutie patootie?
I really think she did. That's so weird you say that. I'm pretty sure she did, because that was her
cutie patootie thing. And
I have old VHS tapes. Actually, which is really, I still need to get them transferred to DVD, but yeah, I have old VHS tapes of me on Rosie.
So your first single you put out, and it's got close to 2 million streams on Spotify already.
Are
people hearing it on Sirius and Shazam in it? How has it gotten so big? I mean, nobody's heard from you since you were 7 years old. How is this happening, Austin?
Yeah, so I moved to Nashville and got plugged in with some amazing writers and an awesome company called Go Long Entertainment. They're an artist development company, and I've just been writing for the last 3.5 years. And back in October, got just some awesome people to get behind me and give me a shot. And it was played on Sirius XM The Highway, like you said, and then. Now it's featured on New Boots and Wild Country on Spotify.
Oh, okay, so it's possibly it's getting Shazammed a lot.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking it was like a Malaysian click farm, but I guess if you're on Sirius, you're getting some spins on there, then you know, that Shazam. Shazam's a powerful tool.
Mike, are you familiar with the Malaysian click farms? Because we could probably use that.
I wish that we had a Malaysian click farm, Travis. We could fake some stuff.
I only have a few hundred followers on Twitter. I could use a few more.
Malaysian click farm, that's awesome.
So it comes out May 19th?
Yeah, May 19th is the official release for my EP. You can actually pre-order it now on iTunes and check it out. But yeah, I'm super excited about it. I've just been writing for the last 3.5 years, and finally I get to kind of show my music to the world. So it's very exciting. Well,
correct me if I'm wrong, too, because there's been some dissidence in this conversation. EP stands for extended play. Is that right?
Yeah. It's an old term from, you know, when they had vinyl, from what I've found out. And basically now it just means half of a record. So it's not a full record. It's six songs.
It's not a single. It's more than that. Okay.
Yeah. So it's an accumulation of work. So
Austin, you're playing live shows, correct? You're going out there. You're getting on stages. You're playing the guitar. You're getting your music out there. Let me ask you a question. You go out on stage. What do you do with your wallet? Does your wallet stay in your pocket? Do you leave your wallet backstage? Where do you put your wallet?
Oh man, I have for the last few shows, I've actually just kept it on me. But I will say, I played a show. I played Whiskey Jam. It's a show here in Nashville, a local show. And I was playing Whiskey Jam, and my manager was like, "Dude, you got to get your iPhone out of your pocket," because I have. I actually got a new one, but I had the 6 Plus. So it's this giant. It looks like a tablet in my pocket.
Ooh, fancy.
And so. You know, they're like, "You got to get rid of that thing." So I no longer am allowed to have my phone, but I do keep my wallet.
You're a country guy, Austin. You're supposed to only have like your chew in your back pocket.
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, I've never chewed in my life. There's a random fact about myself.
Good for you.
I played baseball. Played baseball all, you know, through high school and college, and I've never done that.
Travis, have we had a kept it on him before?
Nope. I was just going to say, Austin is the very first musician that we've talked to, or comedian, that actually keeps his wallet close to the vest.
See, people are very concerned with their shape, but not Austin. Austin could give a shit. He keeps his wallet on. You never know when he's going to get carded.
He's still a young guy, though. I mean, 23, he probably still looks pretty good, probably in pretty good shape. The metabolism's still working pretty well for him.
I'm actually kind of freaked out to leave it anywhere. I went through TSA today at the airport, and I hold my wallet through. I don't trust him. I don't know. I'm weird.
iPhone 6 Plus, TSA, you're a really fancy guy.
He started off the thing talking about how he just got back from Key West, Travis.
It's ridiculous.
Tired of this guy.
Hey, it was for work. It was a songwriter festival.
I listened to the EP. The song that is your single is not my favorite song. I played a different song. It was
I had Get the Job Done.
That's the one I played. That's not your single that's on Spotify, though.
No, that's not my single. That's my favorite too, actually. That's funny you say that. That's the first song I wrote when I moved to Nashville.
Yeah.
And it's still my favorite.
That's all going to be available May 19th, AustinBurkeMusic.com. What's your Twitter, Austin?
My Twitter is Austin P. Burke. My middle name's Patrick, so Austin P.
Tweet
Burke.
Austin P. Burke. You let him know you heard him here. Austin, thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much. This was awesome.
No problem.
Austin. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys have a good one, all right?
You too, buddy.
Do the same. Thanks.
Thank you.
See, Travis?
I like that guy.
I like that guy. He's an okay guy.
He's a kid.